for your wonderful life. Member FDIC.
At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.
Back here in Cameron, Arkansas. Lady Bombers currently tied and about sitting here in the bell. 6-6. We'll score in first quarter. A lot of turnovers. More turnovers than points for both sides. As Mount St. Mary's will have the ball to start the second quarter. Mount St. Mary's still moving from right to left. Give it to Althoff. Hand off to Smith. Smith between the circles, picks up her dribble, back to Catherine Althoff, gets into the paint, step back, picks up her dribble. Over to Frank. Frank now to Wilcox. Wilcox swings it at Smith. Smith going to her right, met by Payne. Gets it out, Allgood. Allgood skip pass, just skip pass to Carini. Couple moves on Martin, they feed it into the post. Althoff working against Foreman, off the window, wouldn't go. There's a whistle, and a pass by the Bells, and Lady Bombers will have it back. Jackson will check in. She's going to check out the quarter break, but she wasn't able to get in before the first buzzer, so she had to wait until the quarter started to come in. She'll give Emily Payne a little breather. Gilbert moving to her left. Ball kicked away. Jackson racing for her. There's a whistle and a foul. It's going to be a loose ball foul on Leah Jackson. And her first foul came in second. Hustle by Jackson. 7:15 left in this first half. Lady Bombers still tied 6-6. They feed it inside to Allgood. Allgood left by Yates. Great defender in the post. Out to Torini. Torini going to the left. Gets the screen. Picks up a dribble. They get a nailhead. Picked away by Gilbert. But Mount St. Mary's gets it back. They try to feed it inside. And go back. Cut by the Bills. Lady Bombers will get it back. So Gilbert with it now, walking it ahead, talking to Martin. She'll give it off to Martin now, across the half-court stripe. Martin to her left, back to her right, picks up a dribble, gives it to Gilbert in the corner. They skip it to Jackson. She's going high in the air to get that one. Now they center it to Martin. Martin to her left, gives it to Gilbert. Gilbert on the left wing, trying to overload the 2-3 zone. Back to Martin, center of the floor. Dribbles to her right, gives it to Jackson on the right wing. Feeds it to the nail, head to Foreman. Back to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to put it on the deck. Brings it back out. Gives it to Foreman. Foreman's going to put it on the deck. One dribble off the window. One goal. Gates there for the offensive rebound. Trying to pull that down. He was pulled up by the Mount St. Mary's defender. That was Althoff once again. Making a big impact on both ends of the floor. Wilcox now over to Smith. They're driving against Jackson. Lady Bombers playing man-to-man. As it's Smith into Allgood. Gilbert comes over the ball. Going to her right, back to her left. Tried to get it to Foreman. Foreman wasn't looking, and the Lady Bombers turn it over. Their seventh turnover of the first half. Now St. Mary's gets it back. 5:45 left in this first half. 6-6 our score. As Torini has it now, hands it off to Smith. Smith tried to get it inside to Althoff and thrown away. Lady Bombers get it back once again. Martin gets it into Payne. Payne's going to walk it up. Payne now on the Tampa logo, now to the right side of the floor. Trying to attack this 2-3 zone. Jackson on the right wing with it now. Almost lost the handle. Looks like he got away with a double dribble. Gets to Yates on the right elbow. Yates going to go to work in the post. Off the window door. Madison Yates putting a few moves on, getting the tough shot to go. And the Lady Bombers have the lead. 5 minutes left in this first half. Lady Bombers leading 8-6. Very low scoring game. It's Smith now between the circles to the left side for Lee. Defeated inside to Allgood. Allgood, there's a whistle and a foul. She's on her.
Well, the whistle over to the time the ref sees that. And her first foul.
Foul trouble at all as Jackson exits the ball game. All good now. Over to Wilcox. Wilcox. Over to Smith. Althoff off the window. Wouldn't go. It's just Martin. Lane Bottom's pushing ahead. Pushing the tempo. They take it over to Gilbert on the left side. Back to Martin between the circles. Shoot to the eighth. Penailhead. High low pass into Gilbert. And shooting Coleman.
We're going to give that foul to Catherine Althoff.
Be her second foul. And it'll send Madison Gates to the free throw line. This is the first free throw in 5 minutes. A very good softball player. Second one from Yates, also good. He and both, first free throw for either side. And Lady Bombers now lead by four. Carini now hands it off to Smith. Back to her left, back to her right. It's good move on Payne. Picks up a dribble inside the 3-point line. Defeated to Allgood. Allgood got a block on the right. It's picked straight up. Goes right to Mountain Mary. And the whistle on the pile up. Direction of the Lady Bombers. Martin has it now. Halfway point of this second period. Payne takes our score. Lady Bombers on top. As Martin works to her right. This is to Foreman. Inside the free throw line. Off the window, good. Integrate Foreman. First 4 point of the game. Well, since our score, we'll take a timeout with the coolest college basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Civil lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising. Sponsored by Case Legal Media. Attention, this is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 1981, and Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call us now at 800-308-0081. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-308-0081. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-308-0081. Again, 800-308-0081.
Constant Mary's with the ball out of the timeout. And a three-pointer on away from Frank. It's the front of the rim. Gordon with the rebound. Pushes with the mark. Marks off the timeline. Gets it into Payne. Payne's going to kick it out. Jackson thought about a three. Went back to the left. Over to Martin. Just put her on the deck. And the same quarter won't go. Rebound by foul. Gordon pulled her out. And gave her a foul. And her first foul. And AG. Her first foul, team's four. Bombers. As Mount St. Mary's will have it back. Get it across the timeline. Substitution going to come in for Mount St. Mary's. As we have a whistle and a travel call, it's connected to Minnesota. Left in this first half. Lady Bombers leading 12-6. The winner of the game will go to the final. They'll take on the hosting cabin Lady Panthers tomorrow evening. As Martin works to her left, picks up a dribble to Jackson between the circles with the right side Gilbert. Gilbert now on the right wing, back to Jackson. Swing it. Martin has it now, met by two defenders. Picks up a dribble. Working, gets it to Foreman in the corner. Foreman through the roll. Watch the Gilbert was kicked away. The Lady Bombers will have it underneath. Hart will throw it in about even with the 3-point line. Looking, gets it to Gilbert. Gilbert in the corner. Dribbles to her right.
to Martin, about 3 feet, 6 feet inside the half court stripe. 2:30 left in the first half. Gilbert to her right, back to her left. 6 feet to Jackson in the corner, back to Gilbert. To the nail West Foreman. Try to get the high low pass in the eighth, wouldn't go at the turnover.
And the Bombers pop it up for the ninth time in the first half.
As Mount St. Mary's will have the basketball once again. Marina now, down to the right side. Off the sideline. Leaves it inside to a cut-in. Here's a flip-top. It is. Off the handle of it. Martin comes up with it. The Bombers pushing the head. Trying to get inside the floor. And there's a loose thing. We go out of bounds. Contact on it. Just wasn't ready for it. And another turnover for Lady Bombers. Minute 59 left in the second quarter. Instagram for the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show. Aiden Smith is now working against Jackson. Dribble through her left. Picks up her dribble. Wilcox now. Going the circle. Dribble through her right. There's a whistle on a foul. We're going to give it to
Leah
Jackson.
Their second foul. Del Leonard asking a few questions about that foul.
They get it in to Allgood. Allgood to Wilcox. Wilcox dribbling, working on Martin between the circles to the left side to Smith. They feed it to Allgood off the window. Wingo Martin comes up with it. Minute 25 remaining. Lady Bombers pushing ahead. Picks up her dribble, feeds it inside to Anna Grace. Anna Grace off the window. Wingo Martin on the line. That's Lee in the driving side. Goes it to Frank. Frank working on Foreman. They get it back into the paint. Frank has it inside the two-point line once again. They met on a switch. Three-pointer on the way from Smith is an air ball. And they're going to say, as Allgood tried to save it, by the out-of-bounds line. Lady Bombers get it back. 66-3 left. First half, as Leah Jackson will exit the ball game. Got 50 seconds remaining. Gilbert will walk it up. Logo goes to her left. Picks up her dribble back to Payne on the right wing. Back to Gilbert. Now three steps inside the half court stride. Down to 35 seconds. Payne on the run. Back to Gilbert. Down to 30. 27. Ready to perform again. Crossover dribble back to her right. Back to her left. Picks it to Martin. 20 seconds left in the first half. Martin on the left wing. On the opposite end. Down to 15. It's going to go to work. Back to Smith. Pass stolen. As we're down to 10. Gilbert to her right. Back to her left. Gets into the paint. Puts it out the window. Left it too long. As it's kicked back out. Too close. Good one. Couple of shots. And the Lady Bombers hold off St. Mary's scoreless in the quarter. They were ahead at halftime break, leading 12-6. Let's take a short little break. Check some stats for you and bring you the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Dish 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.